Okay. Ihab. Here. Ajab. Today. Santam. Existing. Atvanam. Living entities. Vidama. That much we know. Na. Not. Tataparam. Beyond that. Yena. By whom? Iyam. This. Nirmata. Created. Vira. A great hero. Puri. City. Sharanam. Resting place. Atmanaha. Of all living entities. So translation. O great hero, we only know that we are existing in this place. We do not know what will come after. Indeed, we are so foolish that we do not care to understand who has created this beautiful place for our residence. You can repeat. O great hero.
O great hero.
Can't you? It's at 34. You're going backwards now. Wrong way.
Oh,
wrong way, Corrigan. So, 34, and then you got to go forward. But then you should go into the contents rather than
down to the bottom.
Down to the bottom.
Contents.
Contents. Yeah. No. Not contents. Document. Go to document. Document. That's it. There we go. And then you go down a little bit. So repeat. O great hero.
O great hero.
We only know that we are existing in this place.
We
do not know what will come after.
Indeed, we are so foolish
that we do not care to understand.
Who has created this beautiful place?
For our residence. So purport by His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This lack of Krishna consciousness is called ignorance. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fifth canto, fifth chapter, fifth verse, it is called Para Bhavastavad Abodha Jataha. Everyone is born ignorant. The Bhagavatam therefore says that we are all born ignorant within this material world. In our ignorance, we may create nationalism, philanthropy, internationalism, science, philosophy, and so many other things. The basic principle behind all these is ignorance. What then is the value of all this advancement of knowledge if the basic principle is ignorance? Unless a person comes to Krishna consciousness, all of his activities are defeated. This human form of life is especially meant to dissipate ignorance. But without understanding how to dissipate ignorance, people are planning and building many things. After death, however, all of this is finished. So, Ihajja santam atmanam vidama natataparam ineyam nimitavira purisharanam atmanaha. So, Om Gnat Timidam Dasha Gnanjana Shlakaya Chakshura Meditam Yenitasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, this is a very common theme that we've heard many times before, that human beings have a particular ability, and that ability is to discriminate and to control the senses. And just to put it in terms of in terms of physiology, we have a very nice left brain. There's a left brain and a right brain. The left brain is the brain by which we can discriminate, you know, make very, very nice judgments, intelligence. And the right brain is the brain by which we have right feelings, emotions, you know, creativity, things like that. So we have both brains, both halves of the brain, and they're not different brains. And they're connected, what is it, by the corpus callosum, right? That's the thing that comes in between. And so there's many interconnections between the two halves of the brain. So the left brain should be utilized in making decisions in life, although we don't often do that. I'll give you a practical example. I don't know if I should give it, but I'll give it anyway. So I was trying to understand why a particular individual, I guess I'll use the example, why a particular individual took initiation outside of ISKCON or took reinitiation. I'm trying to understand, you know, why did you do this? Because I tend to think very logically. You know, stay in ISKCON. You know, it's like an equation, because I'm very much into mathematics. My left brain's really developed. Right brain is a little atrophied. But, so the left brain is thinking, you know, equations. Prabhupada, remain faithful to Prabhupada, go back to Godhead. Prabhupada means serve ISKCON. You know, it's just like all these different equations. Things equal to the same thing or equal to each other. That if you serve Prabhupada, you go back to ISKCON. Serving Prabhupada means to follow his instructions. His instructions are to remain within ISKCON and serve ISKCON. So anyway, my brain functions like that, I have to tell you. I have to admit it. Little confession here. So, you know, even though there may be other feelings, you know, the feelings come, oh, it'd be much better to go and, like we go to Govardhan and we see all the Babaji's and I think, wow, take me away, you know. Isn't that, you see a Babaji and you think, I'd love to be like that. And I would. I mean, actually, I could do it. I hope. Anyways, and I see them just chanting there and just in ecstasy, no problems. And of course, nowadays they have mobile phones like the rest of us. So, but anyway, they're chanting. Generally, they're chanting. And even I have one friend at Govardhan. He's disabled, but still he's just doing seva, sweeping the path right around the tail of Govardhan. Every time I go and I give him a nice donation because I see his sincerity, I give him, sometimes I give him 100 rupees, which is a lot, isn't it? 100 rupees is a lot to give someone in India, like a beggar or something like that. So, but he's sweeping, he's happy, he has a smile on his face, and then I think of myself, what happened with my smile, you know, just his anxiety, I'm worried, you know, every time the phone rings, my whole body tenses up. What could it be, you know, especially at night, you know, people call me, then I can't get to sleep because they're telling me this, you know, this anxiety, that anxiety. Anyway, so, or email. I have to learn not to check email after 5 o'clock in the evening. It's actually a good idea. You know, you just like check out at a certain time. And just, you know, get in, like Prabhupada wanted us to get into like bhajan at night, you know, hearing and chanting at night, you know, management between the hours of 8 and 5, you know, it's fine, or 9 and 5 or whatever. So, you know, anyway, so sometimes I'm confronted with that and I see the Babaji's and the right brain is saying, you know, just give it all up and just enjoy Krishna consciousness. And the left brain is going through all these computations. You know, Prabhupada equals serving ISKCON, work now, samadhi later, you know, all the... So you got the two halves of the brain are fighting with each other. Got the left brain fighting with the right brain. You know, yeah, do it. Oh, it'd be so nice. Oh, how can you go on like that? You're 60 years old. Or 62. So you're 62 years old. And, you know, it's time, you know. I know Prabhupada said that. And then the left brain is saying, Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. Better to die serving Krishna. Better to die preaching. So eventually the left brain wins out. So that's how I make my decisions. You know, of course, I take the right brain into account. You know, it's okay. You're fine. Nice right brain. So... But the left brain is the one that does all the decision making in my life. So anyway, getting back to the point I was asking someone, why did you do this, you know, particular thing that involves diminishing their loyalty to ISKCON, or cutting out their loyalty to ISKCON? And then they gave me the reason. They said, well, I just felt, you understand? I just felt this feeling. You know, of course you feel feelings, but I just had this realization. Of course, one thing about realizations, just to make it clear, is that realizations, sometimes they're not spiritual. Sometimes they're influenced, or many times they're influenced by the three modes of nature. And at this particular point, because we have the tendencies of a conditioned soul, which are, you know, to make mistakes, to be an illusion, imperfect senses, and cheating, all those nice things, we oftentimes can confuse spiritual with material and material with spiritual. Very, very dangerous thing. So that was the reason they gave. And I have no argument for that reason. You know, when someone is on the emotional level, I mean, what is the argument you use? You can't say, snap out of it. Because the reason is you can't, I'll give you an explanation of that. You can't say, you know, get on the intellectual platform, because that'll just make their emotions more profound or rise up more. That's the thing I've discovered. You can't talk someone out of emotional platform. You say, you know, calm down. Yeah! You're in Maya. No, you're in Maya. You know, so in other words, you add to the right brain's rebelliousness at that particular point. Every time you give some good, because what is that? Upadesha Morkanam Prakopaya Nashantaye. If you give someone who's absorbed in the right brain, I'm paraphrasing, of course, good instruction, it just makes them more agitated. So the person gave me that argument. I said, Hare Krishna. There's nothing I can do. You know, it's just like, you got to be loyal to the problem, because it's not going to compute in their little brains like that. And therefore, you know, just like practically when dealing with such situations, because someone asked me the question about how do you deal with such a situation when you're dealing with someone like that? And I said, I understand. I'm very compassionate. I'm praising myself. I'm very compassionate. And I understand it's like dealing with a child. Like if a child, for example, I was playing with Budri the other day. Budri is Ananda's child. And Budri came up and he put his feet on me. So, what am I to say? This is a big offense, a mad elephant offense. You're putting your feet on Gurudev. You know, you know, it doesn't compute. It just doesn't compute with him, you know. So, you know, I didn't do anything. Just played with him. You know, he even punched me. You're punching Gurudev. However, then threw things at me. Finally, I had to take some rope and tie him by his hands to my staircase. And then he respected me. The next time he came in, it was just like all awe and reverence. I said, don't you want to fight? He said, no, you'll tie me up again. So I can understand, you know, if someone's not on the intellectual platform, intelligence platform, there has to be a little bit different type of dealing with them. So, you know, now, yeah, he was very respectful. Of course, he did fight at the end when I started throwing things at him. But that was just for so that I could have fun, because we have a need for fun. So with the child, but, and then I said to an adult yesterday, I said, but if you did that, if you came up and put your feet on me, that would be an offense. But if he does it, it's not an offense. Why? And Krishna understands that. So sometimes when dealing with people, this is actually a hint for compassion. You know, that's what I'm getting to. A hint for compassion, for having compassion to people, is to understand that people don't function on the intelligence platform generally. You know, so why treat them like they are functioning and they're devious? You know, that therefore we actually come up with all these different judgments on them, that this person is acting deviously, envious, they're rascals. I mean, the point is they're just like functioning in the be here now platform. That's all. And that will help us have compassion with people in general, and also devotees who may not remain faithful to ISKCON, who may decide to take the initiation or something like that, because they're not functioning on the intelligence. It's not that they're premeditating these things so much. You know, premeditating means you plan things out. You know, today I'm going to be a rascal. Children don't plan that out. Sometimes they may, but I mean, generally, children are not in the morning, they're having a strategic planning meeting. You know, like strategic planning, you understand what that is? And they're going through their what's called a SMART goal. A SMART goal means like something that is very specific, measurable, you know, achievable, and time-bound. So they'll say, today I'm going to make my mother scream for 3 hours. It's very achievable. You know, it's not that all the kids, even though it may seem the kids are planning out things like that. I mean, if you're a parent, sometimes I think it may seem that your children plan out the day how to drive you crazy. But they don't. You know, they're spontaneous. Engage in spontaneous rascaldom. So the same way in dealing with 99% of the people, it's like that. It's like that, you know, they're not planning out to be depressed that day, or to have this is a bad mood day. It's true, I mean, some people may plan like that, but I'm going to show him. So they're not planning this out. It's all just like spontaneous. It just comes, and their right brain, their left brain, sorry, is very weak. It's not, they haven't exercised in a way it's become atrophied. It's like if you don't use a muscle, it becomes atrophied. Just like last night, you know, something put me in anxiety. It's not important what it was, because I didn't observe my rule about not talking on the telephone after 5. So something put me in anxiety, so I picked up my iPad, and sometimes the strategy I have for relieving myself from anxiety is to, okay, they need someone, is to look at the news. So this time I exercised. I was actually really pleased with myself. I patted myself on the back. So I said, no, you're not going to do that. And the right brain was saying, you are going to do that. It's so pleasing. And left brain said, no, you're going to use your iPad and push the book button where it says books. And I said, oh, you know, just struggling with my finger, you know. Just to which button to push. You know, whether to push the book button or the news button, you know, I have a whole... all sorts of news apps on the iPad. So it's like, ah, all right, books! And I pushed it, and then I was happy after I did it. But it took some strength. You know, you take some exercising, just like when I first started biking. That's not motorcycling. That's, you know, riding a bicycle. It was difficult. You know, I was out of breath a lot. Going up the hill was just like torture. I had to walk the bike up the hill. You know, but now I don't walk the bike up the hill. I just bike it up the hill. But you have to build up your muscles. In the same way, you have to build up your sense of intelligence. And so it's a real struggle in the beginning. In the beginning, it's like poison. And at the end, it's like nectar. Because then you really start to enjoy and you're happy, and then you can... You know, like I said last night, I did it, and I was just so happy. Wow. I took rest, and I thought a little bit about Krishna while I was sleepy. But anyway, at least I didn't think about Barack Obama. and the economy and everything like that, and getting more anxiety because of the stock market going down. So that's what I mean. So dealing with people who can't do that, we just have to be very compassionate to them and not so judgmental, because judgmental stuff doesn't work. It just says, you know, I know what you're going through, like that. And out of compassion, then they will take up, they're more likely to take up Krishna consciousness. But ultimately, people have to come to that intelligence platform. People have to come to the platform of using the left brain and controlling the impulses. And that means, let's go back to this verse here, that means, first of all, knowing who has not only created this place, referring here to the body, this girl who's talking, but who has created this place, the universe, and everything. And naturally, when you're talking about who, there's another point that comes out after that, which is why. First you go to who, and then why. You understand what I mean? Because you can't go to why without who. If you say, teleology. Teleology means the study of the purpose. You can't have a purpose without a who. Right? Does everyone understand that? If you say, what's the purpose of this universe, you can't really understand. It can't have a purpose unless there's a person behind it, a who behind it, who designed it. What's the purpose of this car? So who designed the car? Who designed the computer? They're the ones who determined the purpose, who programmed the computer. Okay. So therefore, once you understand that, what's it? Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samahat Sudurlava. You know that verse from Bhagavad Gita? Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavamam Prabhajite Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahat Masurlava. After many births, one comes to understanding about Krishna. Krishna is everything. Krishna's created everything. He's manifest everywhere. He's aware of everything. Then you can start to talk about the purpose. And the purpose is to bring us back to Him. The purpose of this world is not to give us a nice place to enjoy. And once you understand the purpose and who, then you can deal with anything that comes your way. Anytime, what do they say, someone throws a hard ball? That's a baseball analogy. Or I guess even in cricket they would have a hard ball. Ball in cricket is hard anyway, much harder than a baseball. So you can deal with something. You understand why. That's really important. Why has this happened to me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this person doing this to me? Why is my body doing this to me? It's not the body hasn't decided to do it. There's Krishna behind everything. And so you see, when you understand this why thing, things become a lot easier to tolerate. Disease becomes easier to tolerate because there's a reason for it. I was just speaking to one of our members the other day, and he was telling me how every time he went into business with a partner, the partner just like cheated him. So, the first I approached it on the astrological basis, I said, well, maybe it's in the stars. You're not meant to have a partner. Of course, what I've experienced, too, is when you go into business with a friend, you end up enemies after some time. But in any case, but ultimately you have to see, why Krishna keeps putting you in this repetitive cycle that, deja vu, Prabhu? Deja vu, haven't we been there before? It's just like sometimes you're talking to someone, haven't we had this conversation before? Sometimes you have the same conversation like 10,000 times. It gets a little tiring. So I was speaking to this business person. I said, so what is Krishna trying to teach you? You know, there's many things. You know, Krishna's, because it's, there's the why. You know, why are things happening? You know, first there's the who, and then there's the why. This person here doesn't care about who has created this place. Therefore, she doesn't think there's any purpose to this place either. Therefore, it's just like joy right now. Just like that's what's stated here. We only know that we're existing in this place. We do not know what will come after. Indeed, we are so foolish that we do not understand who has created this beautiful place for our residence. In other words, why has this place been created? So then I was explaining to this business person. Then that's Krishna. What is he teaching you? This is facilitation. Instead of telling someone what he's teaching you, that doesn't work either. You know, Krishna's teaching you to be detached, buddy. No, you just ask someone, you know, what do you think Krishna's teaching you? You know it's Krishna, right? So you bring someone to that point. This is how you preach, by facilitation, not by telling them what they're supposed to learn. Because no one learns anything if you tell them what you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to be detached. You're supposed to control your senses. So you say, why? And they said, well, they thought for a second. Because if it's someone's own someone comes up with the idea, they own the idea. If you come up with the idea, you own the idea, not them. It's hard. So why is Krishna arranging? And then they said, well, to be detached from this world. And I said, yeah, and to be attached to Krishna. Attached to him, to understand that Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita are not simply just some hot air blowing, where he says, dukhaliyam ashashvatam, that this material world is a place of misery and it's temporary. Krishna's not just like making that up just to discourage you from not serving him. You know, it's just like Krishna's not just pulling some, he's not just like manager saying, I mean, for example, let's say if you want to keep someone as an employee, you tell them, you'll never find a job other way, anywhere else. And then they remain as your employee. You know, there's other things like that. The market's really bad. I mean, you'd be really stupid to quit this job. But Krishna's not doing that. He's detached because he doesn't need you in an ontological sense. I mean, he wants you because he loves you. But he doesn't need you in order to be happy. He doesn't need you to cook for him. He has enough food, enough lakshmis. Not too many lakshmis here. But anyway, so he has enough people serving him. Krishna's saying that for your benefit. You know, dukhaliyam ashashvatam. That's the way it is. Like that. So anyway, so he went over this whole facilitation with this person. The person's gradually understanding, but sometimes people think, well, then I have to try again. Maybe it just didn't work this time. Okay. Deja vu. So, you know, so that's what we do. We try things. That's called punak punas char vichachar vananam. Right? That means chewing the already chew. That means it didn't work this time. Let me try next time. Or going here on a vacation didn't make me happy. Just let me try. Maybe I need to go to Alaska instead of Hawaii. Maybe I need a better computer to be happy. Maybe I need a better wife to be happy. My wife doesn't cook for me enough. Doesn't roll to potty. She doesn't really even like the kitchen. So better I find someone, you know, who's more congenial. So anyway, so this is the point, to understand the purpose. And once we understand that function, I'm just going to reiterate what I said, function on the left brain side, you can hit it a few times just to see if it's to jump start it. But once we function like that, then that's called Buddhi Yoga. You know, Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi means intelligence. And of course, there's mana, or mind. Of course, the Vedas deal with the left brain, right brain difference in a little different way. They talk about the mind and the intelligence. They differentiate the two. Whereas I'm giving a more of a physiological explanation of the mind and intelligence. You understand? Like what the eightfold material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. So anyway, so I'm just equating the intelligence with the left brain and the mind with the right brain. It's just like it's a metaphorical thing. It's not meant to be an actual understanding. It's not that the right brain is your mind and the left brain is your intelligence. But there's some connection like that. So if we function on the intelligence platform, of course we should use our right brain too. We should have feelings too. But we have to be able to control the mind using the intelligence. That's Buddha yoga. And then once you can do that, then you're assured to make spiritual progress. Like I said, that's why I remain serving Prabhupada. Because the left brain is saying, this is the path. No matter what feelings come up, this is the path I'm taking. Everyone understands that? So, anyway, this is some practical instructions from my own experience in Krishna consciousness. And also how to be compassionate to others. If others are not capable of doing it, don't have expectations. Because then you'll just get angry with them. Someone asked me, are you angry with this particular person who, went outside of ISKCON and did this? I said, no. It's just like being angry with Badri for putting his feet on me. But if you put your feet on me, I will be angry and curse you. So, anyway, so any questions or comments about any of these points? Interesting discussion. So this is the verse. We only know that we are existing in this place. We do not know what will come after. Indeed, we are foolish that we do not care to understand who has created this beautiful place for our residence. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, we don't need to shut it off completely. Yeah. Yeah, that's not good either. I'm not saying we should shut off our right brain, but we should train it. It's like an animal. You don't just tie it up. You train it. If you have a dog, you train him to pass stool outside rather than in the house. try to tie him up and have him not pass stool. So, it's a question of training, focusing the mind, savaimana. So use the intelligence, yes, to focus your emotions and Krishna. That's the point. Just like we have Radhastami. And so, yeah, the emotions, the feelings are good, but they should be focused on Krishna. Just like I did talking about, what I did last night, and went, instead of looking at the news, focusing my emotions on the news, I have this app that tells me the latest technological wonders that have come out. And I just page through it. Wow, iPhone 5, whatever. So, instead of focusing there, I focused on Krishna's pastimes. I didn't just shut the mind off. I utilized the right brain to focus on Krishna. Yeah. Yeah. Cows. Oh, yeah. Because she had post-traumatic stress, right? Yeah, but we're not cows. That's a difference. So therefore, if someone is like a cow, and some people don't have the faculties, that's what I'm saying. That's why we should be compassionate. Some people don't right now, for one reason or other, even human beings have the faculties to be able to do it. So you just understand it in compassion and try to engage people in Krishna consciousness. So even if someone leaves the society, in this particular example I was giving, because they don't have the faculties to understand what they did, you don't condemn them or think anything harsh. You're just happy that somehow or other they're engaged in Krishna consciousness. That's how I've dealt with, because we've had a lot of people leave ISKCON. So that's how I deal with it. Because I understand they don't have that understanding about, you know, the Prabhupada, ISKCON, stay within ISKCON type of stuff. So, you know, how can I condemn them? So I pray for their benefit, and I'm very happy at least they're chanting. Okay. Anyway, that was a good question. All right. Jai Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.